The footage of the bridge collapsing, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, if you're just joining us, collapsed overnight at about 1:30, 1:35 this morning after being hit by one of those massive container ships. Ran into the piling of the bridge, collapsed the entire bridge. I shouldn't say the entire bridge, but the entire middle sections of the bridge came down after the supports were blown out by this container ship that appears to have lost power numerous times and lost control of itself and then ran into the piling. It is I-695, runs across the Baltimore Harbor. A number of cars lost into the water, but I don't think we're clear on how many cars went into the water. Two people have been rescued, several more missing. The divers are in the water trying to do what they can, emergency divers from the Coast Guard and elsewhere on the scene. But it has been, 7 hours now. The chance of survival at this point, I wouldn't say is particularly strong unless somebody was blessed with an air pocket of good size. We'll see how that plays out. But it shows our vulnerabilities, doesn't it? It sure does. Meanwhile, we'll keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, Donald Trump had a big day yesterday. If you didn't see it, he became $3 to $3.5 billion wealthier after the merger of True Social was approved with another media company. By the way, it will be trading under the Wall Street, because it's gone public now, the Wall Street trading symbol will be DJT. Donald J. Trump, there it is, will be the symbol for the new company that Donald Trump owns 58% of and now has a net worth of $6.5 billion, representing about a doubling. His best day ever. His best day ever. $6.5 billion is his net worth estimated today. It'll be a lot more volatile now as that stock will do different things. All right, so... also yesterday, $540 million was the bond set by Judge Engren and Gorin in that civil fraud trial of which there were no victims. And the bank said they got all their money in full and ahead of time. But yet they're trying to accuse Donald Trump of inflating the value of his properties to defraud no one. Anyhow, the appellate division in the state of New York came in and said no. $540 million is insane, so they dropped it to an insane $175 million, which, by the way, represents about 2.7% of the president's net worth now as of yesterday. He had a great day yesterday. They dropped that bond by 68%. His net worth went up by 100% or more, and it, like I said, $175 million represents about 2.7% of the entire amount. And over at MSNBC, they lost their minds as a result. Here's an example.
Honestly, this is so infuriating, I don't even know what to do. I don't even know if I care what the process is that these judges are arriving at. Whatever it is, it's flawed. I can tell you that much. I mean, David put it well. This is a different process for this person. We have decided that he gets his own private court of justice. He has a private plane. He has private clubs that he lives in. You know, apparently, you know, he basically fashioned himself his own private militia to try to take over the Capitol. You know, now he's getting his own private system of justice. This is an absolute travesty. It would not happen for anybody else. Anybody else, it would be like, sorry, buddy, you lost. Pay up. For him, he gets his own set of rules.
Kids, this is why we say don't do drugs. It's very damaging to your mind, and you could end up like that guy on MSNBC. Do not do drugs, or you'll end up like that idiot blathering on about how Donald Trump has special favors and gets away with things that other people wouldn't. Are you joking right now? Joe Biden, no indictments on all the documents he had classified. Donald Trump, 40 charges, and so on and so forth. Oh, there's a double standard in this country, all right, but it's not what that guy was talking about. Donald Trump did call out the weaponization of the government against him, who is going to be the Republican nominee for president. Listen to this.
So I just say it's a sad day for this country when you have something like this. And remember the words, should have been started 3 years ago if they were going to start it at all. And then you wouldn't be quibbling over what week it's going to end, days. They're quibbling over days and hours. They wouldn't be quibbling at all. They never started it. And you know why they didn't start it? Because they didn't know I'd be running. And they didn't know how well I'd do. And if I were not running or if I were doing poorly like everyone else has done, because they're all gone, they're all knocked out except for crooked Joe Biden. If I were doing poorly, this wouldn't be happening. None of these trials would have been happening. If I wasn't running, they wouldn't be happening. So it's a sad day in our country in many respects.
I agree with him. It is a sad day in this country in many respects. And he says it's all being run out of the Biden White House by somebody. The weaponization of the DOJ, the weaponization of the intelligence agencies, the weaponization of government against a political opponent. It's all happening. Here's what he said about that.
This is all about election interference. This is all Biden-run things, meaning Biden and his thugs, because I don't know if he knows he's alive. And it's a shame. It's a shame what's happening to our country. This is election interference. They are doing things that have never been done in this country before. We've never had anything like it, certainly not at this level, but we've really had nothing like it that I've been able to find. It does happen a lot in third world countries, banana republics.
Yeah, third world countries, banana republics, but not here. Not here, not until now. I'd like to hear from you, and remember to support the program. Go to stevegruber.com. Send me an email. Hey, Steve, this is what I think is happening. Here's what I think could happen. Here's what we should do. Here's what we can do about the border and Bidenomics and the war in Ukraine and the war in Gaza. And what about Joe Biden being, you know, completely helpless, a senile old man? You tell me anything you want to tell me. I'll vote for this person. I had some people tell me last night they'll never vote for Donald Trump, that he tried to overrun the government and so forth. But I had other people. Uber drivers, working people, all of them so far, supporting Trump. Not even a close call. Cannot stand Biden. They say they make less money as Uber drivers today than they did a couple of years ago, and they said they blame it all on Joe Biden. So I'm telling you here, North Carolina, North Carolina is not a swing state. Neither is Georgia. Looks like Arizona, Nevada might not be swing states either. Their number is good. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, the only ones that are in question right now. I'll have some final thoughts about this day in a moment. Don't forget to go to stevegruber.com. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you.